Jesus had when he was raised. We're sown mortal, but raised immortal. So I don't know if that helps. Or...
Hi, I'm just curious about one thing you said in there. I've had a few people in my life recently talk about Sunday and Saturday being which one is the true Sabbath. And I'm just curious about the history behind moving from Saturday to Sunday. Could you explain that some more?
Yeah. The first thing I would say, it's not an issue that's going to determine somebody's salvation. So that's a good thing. So it's an in-house talk. Beyond that, you find, like, in the book of Revelation, you also find it in Acts, and you find it in 1 Corinthians, where the Christians are gathering on the first day of the week, okay? You even find it in secular writings talking about, you know, getting up, the Christians gathering on a set day each week before the sun rises. See, because you weren't off 2 days a week, so you had to work on Sunday. But what the early church did was they used the Sabbath day to gather with the Jews and witness in the synagogues about Jesus, and then use Sunday before they went to work, before the sun rose, and possibly because they were wanted. So it makes sense to worship before the sun rises. But whatever the case, I do not hold the view that some Christians hold that the Sunday is the new Sabbath. Sabbath means the seventh day. So I don't think the first day of the week, also called the eighth day at times in the scriptures, I don't think that could ever become the seventh day. But I think that Hebrews sums it up for me when Jesus is referred to as our Sabbath rest. And so Jesus fulfilled that in that he is our Sabbath rest. Now we rest from our works in trying to please God. We just trust in Jesus for salvation. And I think that the Sabbath day being set apart was the old covenant, and now under the new covenant in Christ. So sometimes if somebody tells me they worship on Saturday instead of Sunday, I don't really get too freaked out by it. But it does cause me to try to find out, are they still trying to live under the old covenant, and have they not fully yet embraced the new covenant through Jesus? And but whatever the case, so I don't think it's replaced it. At the same time, I think that the Lord's Day is what they referred to as Sunday. And so I think that the stronger brother, Paul says in Romans 13 and 14, the stronger brother, the weaker brother puts one day ahead of other days. The stronger brother lives every day for the Lord. So as far as I'm concerned, I try to live every day for the Lord, but I voluntarily choose to worship on Sunday in celebration, not of God's creation work, but his recreation work through the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. At the same time, if I was pastoring a church and I had to have another job and I had to work on Sundays, I don't think God would be upset if we had to worship on a Wednesday or a Thursday and all. So hopefully that'll help a little bit.
Okay, I think we'll bring the questioning to a close then. Phil, thank you very much for your lecture and your answering the questions.